Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. I have a guest today from Burgaw. Mike Taylor, Pender County Library Director, is here to tell us about an amazing traveling exhibit from the Smithsonian Institution. It's a touring exhibit called Journey Stories. So first of all, Mike Taylor, thanks for joining us today.
Well, good afternoon. It's wonderful to be here.
Good. What is the exhibit Journey Stories?
Journey Stories is an exhibit telling the story of immigration, migration, Americans' lust to move and travel, frolic on the open road. It's a lot of stories, really. It's historic, it's present, it's the future.
So how far back does the exhibit go? What kinds of migrations does it talk about? Does it talk about people first coming to this continent from elsewhere?
Exactly. It begins with the early exploration of America, and it continues on through the Great Depression, the great migration of African Americans northward after the Civil War, all those different phases. In fact, I haven't seen it yet. It's packed in trunks in the library right now, and it's to be assembled tomorrow morning.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet.
We haven't seen it. We're actually hosting from all the other locations in the state. We're the first location in the state that the exhibit is going to tour from, and we're so thrilled. But all the other representatives of the museums and other locations are coming to Burgaw for workshops conducted by the Smithsonian to how to put the exhibit together and a lot of other things, which we've had to figure out on our own.
Being
the first location, it's a great honor to be the launch site. And so we're very excited. A lot of special events planned.
Having not seen the exhibit yet, not taken it out of the boxes and the crates. Do you know, is it primarily photographs or are there also various objects and replicas of objects from those times?
It is a lot of photographs, images. Also, the literature states there are artifacts and audio pieces. So some oral storytelling that is recorded. Yes, it's an interactive exhibit. And we've also created our own exhibit to go along with it of our local Cape Fear region journey stories. And that's been a lot of fun.
How large is the exhibit? Do you have enough space to put it up? Do you know, or will you find out?
The exhibit's going to be housed in the library in our meeting hall. And so it's going to occupy that for 6 weeks, from June 23rd to August 4th. And it takes up about 1,000 square feet.
So the grand opening is on Saturday. Tell us what's happening on Saturday.
Well, this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the library, we're going to have the Wilmington Police Pipe and Drum Band playing on the grounds of the library as people arrive. We'll have a few remarks, brief remarks, before a ribbon cutting, and we'll all surge into the meeting hall and enjoy the exhibit. And then around noon, the Highland Pipe Band is going to lead a procession from the library to the Burgaw Historic Depot, which is two blocks away, for a free luncheon. And that is sponsored by the Arts Council and the Burgaw Depot Historic Preservation Foundation and also the Friends of the Library. And we're having a 12:30 program, a storyteller, musician from North Carolina, Logie Meacham, and he's presenting a program called Memories, Migrations, and Music.
I'm sure there's a lot of music, especially that addresses all the migrations we've had in this country. That's wonderful. How did Pender County come to host this first of all the places in the state?
Well, I read about the opportunity about a year and a half ago. The Smithsonian Institution Traveling Exhibit Service goes to rural areas. So we're not competing with Greensboro and Wilmington and Raleigh. So the marriage of Journey Stories and the public library just seemed like a wonderful fit. And I knew I could never do it alone. And so I approached the Arts Council, the Depot Foundation, the Historical Society, who's bringing a host of volunteers as docents, and the Friends of the Library, of course. They're our cornerstone. And they all agreed to support. And so they're all contributing in one way or the other. So we applied. And the North Carolina Humanities Council is the organization in our state which really makes the tour possible in our state. And they work with the Smithsonian, and they chose Pender County is to be the launch site.
Oh, that's great. So it all officially has the ribbon cutting on Saturday with those events, including the parade and the free lunch and all that great stuff. Now, there's more happening this weekend. What happens on Sunday?
Well, on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Burgaw Depot at 115 South Dickerson Street, we're having an author. His name is Scott Reynolds Nelson. He's a professor at William & Mary University in Williamsburg, and he's written a number of books. He's a graduate of UNC Chapel Hill. All of his degrees are from there, so he's a real North Carolinian, although he teaches in Virginia. among his books, he has written two books about the legend of John Henry. And one is an adult book, his original book, and then he came out for a book, a lavishly illustrated book for young people called Ain't Nothing But a Man. Mm. His adult book is Still Driving Man. And he is writing about the untold story of the American legend John Henry and his quest to find the real John Henry.
Oh, that sounds fascinating.
Scott Reynolds is credited with actually discovering the real man and the real story, but it reads like a historical thriller, actually. His story is also an amazing story of historical research, which you think, how can that be? But it
how
took
could
years.
That be interesting?
Well,
but
it took years, and it was really like a mystery, and how the pieces fell together. It's really a remarkable story.
Wow.
But it's a story that if you're interested in railroads, if you're interested in history, if you're interested in African-American history, folk music, folklore, it covers all those areas.
It all comes together. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Mike Taylor, Pender County Library Director, about Journey Stories, the Smithsonian Institution touring exhibit that will be going throughout North Carolina. But it starts at the Pender County Library in Burgaw, and the grand opening is on Saturday. Special events Saturday and Sunday. And we have some time left to talk about some of the other things that are coming up. Now, you've already been having some workshops and things, but after the grand opening on Saturday, you have some events that run through June and on into about the middle of July.
We do. We're having a mariachi band, which will be a load of fun on June 30th, and we've just moved the location from the library to the historic depot platform to be more downtown in that area of town. We're having a classic antique car display on July 7th at the library from 10 to 2 p.m. And then on Saturday, July 21st at 10:30 a.m. at the Burgaw Depot, we're having Wilmington's own James Burke, professor at Cape Fear Community College. And he has written, he is the expert on the old Wilmington and Weldon Railroad.
Which was so pivotal to our economy.
Absolutely.
Here for so long. Longest railroad in the world when built in 1840.
He has a new book coming out on the Wilmington and Weldon Railroad during the Civil War. And that will be coming out shortly after his talk, I believe, or this fall. Mm. So we're looking forward to that. And then that evening, probably perhaps the crowning event, playwright Sam Art Williams has written a play called Pender Journey Stories. And it's going to be a reader's theater, and that will be held in the historic depot as well.
Oh.
Sam Art is, you know, a Tony Award-nominated playwright and TV producer, and he's a native of Burgaw and lives there today.
And he loves Burgaw, and he's just a magnificent human being to meet. He has wonderful, warm, huge energy, and he's a very fine writer, so that's great. So that's in July. Now, all of these events are free, except for the that is a ticketed event if you go to the Reader's Theater on July 31st with Sam Art Williams' play.
That's right.
Now, there's another way to participate that you were telling me about, Mike, sort of like a StoryCorps thing like we had here when the National Troop came through Wilmington.
We're going to have a StoryCorps-styled booth in the library where people can come and record their own oral journey stories. And we're not going to have really any time length. We're just going to put you in there with a few instructions and a few tips. And after the exhibit ends, we'll evaluate what we have and what we'll do with that. Perhaps we'll transcribe some of these stories and share them in other ways. Perhaps, who knows, we may play some on public radio.
Right. You'll have to find probably some dedicated volunteers to listen to all those stories.
Absolutely.
And perhaps do some editing. And
Sure.
Yeah, because that's quite a production there. But yes, that oral history, the storytelling is such a powerful way for us to remember the past and honor our past and look forward to the future.
And that also ties into the local exhibits that we've created. We've created telling the local journey stories of our region beginning in 1663 with William Hilton's sailing up the Cape Fear River and then up the Northeast Branch and naming Rocky Point, Stag Park, names which still are there today. Sometimes there are forced journeys, such as the African Americans who were brought in as slaves.
Right.
And there are the stories of war, the wartime journeys. So all of our local exhibits are telling brief, you know, giving you insight into these stories with historic photographs. Hugh McRae II has been so generous to share photographs of the St. Helena and all the Hugh McRae settlements and also other resources that we've been able to obtain. We've put together a local exhibit.
Any stories also about the Native American population before folks came here to settle?
There is in the National Smithsonian exhibit, but not our own. There was only so much space that we had. And
sure.
Although William Hilton's brushes with the Indians are fascinating, we're also will be continually to add to our local exhibits as new information comes. And I must mention, if I have time, we're having a local artist, a young man who has Asperger's syndrome,
mm-hmm.
and he is so talented, and he's created a series of posters. They're all the Titanic, 9/11 events, the airplane which crashed into the Pentagon, the towers,
wow.
and his style of art is actually, the images are composed of writings, of
oh,
telling the story, the names
wow.
of every individual who died in each one of those instances.
Oh, I'd like
and
to
we're going
see
to have
those.
His posters as closing. His name is Richard McIntyre.
Good for him to be using that talent. Mike Taylor, Pender County Library Director, about Journey Stories, the Smithsonian Institution Touring Exhibit. If you'd like more information about it, you can call the library at 910-259-1234. Thank you so much, Mike.
Or visit our website, which
oh,
you can
please.
Google and find.
Okay,
easily.
Great. Pender County Library.
Yes.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is WHQR.